You know, given that globalists are trying to exterminate billions of people on planet Earth, they really haven't done a good job yet, from their point of view. They've failed so far. They probably thought they could kill at least a billion with the vaccine jabs, and maybe they will over time. But it certainly hasn't happened all at once, right? I agree that turbo cancers are skyrocketing and immune suppression is worsening and autoimmune disorders are worsening. There's no question they're going to kill probably 100 million over subsequent years. Will that ever reach a billion? I don't know. Probably not until they release something else. And that's the point here. Because the globalists are not getting the results that they wanted, because so many people were able to share the truth about things like ivermectin or zinc or quercetin, you know, people were still able to learn how to protect themselves from this bioweapon. And that thwarted the government's plans, you see. So they're going to have to now release something new, something far more deadly, maybe a hemorrhagic fever type of virus, maybe Ebola variants or something, maybe a chimeric combination of bioweapons or, you know, toxic particles, I say, because I'm not too sure about this whole field of virology right now. A lot of it seems to be fraud. So I think what they're actually building is toxic particles that affect biology. And that's what I'm referring to as bioweapons. Not exactly the same as chemical weapons, but they might also be making chemical weapons too. Who knows? We know they are contaminating the food supply. We know that they're approving toxic poisons as herbicides and pesticides and food additives. We know that they're running chemtrails in the sky. We know they're building 5G networks in order to cause electro pollution and target people with beams of energy, which is how 5G actually works. It's beams that follow you around. I mean, if you're holding a 5G device, it specifically targets you. And we also know that the globalists are unleashing violent criminals onto the streets. They're keeping an open borders policy so that the United States is invaded with more criminals and gangs and human traffickers and weapons traffickers and so on. Everything that they are doing is designed to kill you. Just like Oregon is attacking and shutting down small family farms now. That's designed to cause a food crisis. It's engineered famine. But the question remains, if they're not getting the results yet, what is the next step of escalation in their playbook? I think the answer is being shared with us. I think there's a lot of foreshadowing in the media that is getting us psychologically prepared for the new narrative. One such story I saw recently is a story about how America's water supplies are vulnerable to hacking attacks and we might not have safe water. We've also seen a lot of stories that urge us to be prepared for a collapse of the power grid, or that cyber attacks might bring down the entire power grid infrastructure, or that we should be prepared for, you know, maybe an EMP weapon, or Russia has launched EMP weapons into orbit. That was even covered by the mainstream media, and we've confirmed that's true. Russia does have an orbital EMP weapons platform that is functional right now, and the DoD is fully aware of it. How much you want to bet the leaders of the United States want Russia to nuke America with an EMP weapon? Because you notice how at every opportunity, America's political leaders, all they want to do is betray America. They never make a decision, it seems, that helps protect this country. There are a few exceptions, notably, you know, in Congress and in the Senate. There are a few exceptions, but across the board, by and large, every decision they make is a betrayal of America because they don't want you to survive. And they are going to ramp up their war against we the people. And it's not just we the people, Americans or patriots, it's we the human race. That's what the war is actually targeting. So we should expect now 9/11 on steroids, you know, 9/11 times 1,000. We're talking about, let's say, casualties on the order of 300,000 people. That would be, you know, taking down the power grid of a major city or somebody in the deep state detonating a nuclear weapon in a major U.S. city, or some kind of similar event that would kill hundreds of thousands of people. This is more on the scale that the globalists are looking for. They need to be killing, from their point of view, a bunch of twisted psychopaths, they need to be killing millions of people at a time, not just a few thousand or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands. They need to be killing millions of people around the world because, you know, there's 8 billion people right now. And in order for the globalists to achieve their goal of knocking that down to 500 million, they've got to eliminate 7.5 billion people. And so far, that is not happening. So they're going to up the game, which means they're going to need a narrative to cover these things. They're going to need to be able to say, oh, it's Russia when a nuke goes off in a U.S. city. Or, oh, we were hacked by China or North Korea when the power grid goes down. Or an EMP weapon drops out of the sky. Oh, that was North Korea, or that was Iran, or, you know, whatever happens, they're going to have a cover story for it, of course, even though they're probably doing it themselves. But that doesn't make it any easier for you and I to prepare for it. We need to be prepared for a major escalation of the government's own war on humanity, because that's exactly where this is going. You can see the war on food and farms right now. It's not debatable. It's not an argument. It's not a theory. It's actually happening. Farms are being shut down all across Western Europe. The governments are seizing them and shutting them down. Same thing happening in California, in Oregon, and many other states across the U.S. The farms are under attack. The EPA is attacking farms, has been for many years. This is designed to engineer famine. So those who survive this are going to be, number one, people who anticipate the maneuvers of the globalists. You need to anticipate nuclear attacks, grid down, cyber false flags. You need to anticipate World War III. You need to anticipate total sabotage of the food infrastructure, financial failure, bank failure, massive poverty, you know, criminals running through the streets, gang warfare in U.S. cities. When you anticipate that, which is a very wise thing to do, then you are able to prepare for it. Then you can take all necessary steps, like getting the hell out of the cities, which you should be doing anyway, for lots of reasons. But you can also then internally justify your own preparedness activities, learning the skills that you need to learn, you know, taking the time to do that, gathering the tools that you need, gathering the resources, whether it's, you know, prepping items like garden seeds or ammunition or gold or whatever, but also taking time to learn the skills, you know, acquire the books that you need on your shelf as reference. And by the way, speaking of that, don't forget to sign up to download our new AI engine at Brighteon.ai, because that engine is being trained on over 1,000 books, including preparedness books, survival books, gardening books, permaculture books. Right now, it's only trained on fewer than 100. By the release date, which is the first week of April, it'll be trained on, I don't know, 50 books or something like that, but we've got hundreds more in the pipeline, and throughout this year, it'll be trained on over 1,000 books. So you'll be able to ask it all kinds of questions about gardening and self-reliance and off-grid living. And it will function offline. You do not need an internet connection. So even if the internet goes down, as long as you have a computer, you have some electricity, you can still run this model. So it's pretty low tech, actually. And you should also have some hard copy books as a backup, you know, just in case. So sign up to download that tool at Brighteon.ai. It's free. It's open source. We will be releasing free editions all year long. Plus, you can watch more videos or podcasts or interviews at Brighteon.com. Check out some of the other channels as well. Check out Brighteon.tv. And also stay up with the latest news at Brighteon.social. And if you monitor the news feed there, you'll be amazed at what comes across the wire there that's posted by other users. So that's Brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Get ready. Take care. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C and acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production. That happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae that, again, available at a special price, a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli, sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing on top of that. We do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024. And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. Healthrangerstore.com. Take care.